But right now, some audio from the post game last night at Busch Stadium.
Yes, thank you so much, Miller Man.
Oh, you're welcome, Gordon.
Yeah, thank you. I figured we'd get to Mitch Moreland first. Now, he's my cousin. I've announced this publicly on the air. I've come forward with this information.
Second cousin who doesn't know you.
No, he's actually my third cousin.
No.
Because we are the same generation. Okay, so let me explain it. A lot of people have asked me how am I related to him. My great-great-grandfather Moreland is his great-great-grandfather Moreland. Okay. My great-great-grandmother Moreland is his great-great-grandmother Moreland.
Okay.
So we share the same great-great-grandparents. Our great-grandparents were brother-sister.
Okay.
And
boy, course, that's incestuous.
They were siblings that married other people. And then that makes our grandparents were first cousins. So that means our parents are second cousins, and Mitch and I would be third cousins.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Got it. But despite the fact that we're so very closely related, he still doesn't know what to make of me. I don't know whether he thinks I'm kidding, just some weird guy who, you know, who looks one step shy of homeless anyway, who comes up to him after only World Series games for some reason and wants to talk to him. But he did flicker with recognition when I went to him, up to him and said, hey, you know, Mitch. And he's, hey, Gordon, you know. So he was nice about it. But there were several times during the interview where he would kind of run cold on me.
Okay.
And I think one of them was because I awkwardly worded a question in which I asked, did he wish he was out there tonight participating, contributing to the loss? I just worded that poorly. All right, here's my exclusive interview with my dear close cousin, Mitch Moreland, who didn't change his name for radio as I did. I should be Gordon Moreland.
Mitch, Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, also your third cousin, as you're well aware of at this point. Disappointing didn't get in the game, at least contribute to the loss a little bit?
Not really. You know, it's going to be a team effort all the way through. And, you know, all these guys have stepped up and been big for us. You know, we've had guys step up all the way, you know, all through the year. That's what kind of team we are. So, you know, come back tomorrow and play hard again.
Now, compare this to last year. Are you less nervous this year, or are you just as nervous being in a World Series?
I really wasn't nervous either time, to tell you the truth. I mean, this is what you play for. You know, I was more anxious to get it going than anything. But you know, we're here again. This is our goal, you know, get back here and win the three games that we missed out last year. So we're gonna keep playing our game and come back tomorrow and get rolling.
We Morelands have nerves of steel, as you already know that. Let me ask you a Rangers trivia question. Who was the first Ranger to hit a home run in World Series history?
Oh, stop it now. Stop it.
You already know that one.
You know who it was.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Have you ever been interested in getting that home run ball back?
I actually have it.
You do?
Yeah, I got it back. It was a gift at the banquet this past offseason, you know, our winter banquet. So I got it back, and, you know, it's in safe hands now. It's at my parents' house. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so final question here. Actually, I say final question, and I haven't even come up with one yet. I just said final question in order to pad until I could think of a question.
Okay.
All right, who's the most attractive female celebrity in your mind? Like, who do you have a celebrity crush on?
Probably Jennifer Aniston would be my pick.
That's a good one. She's not too old for you? She's like double your age now, man.
That's all right. She still looks good.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, so, are you unhappy that you didn't get to contribute to the loss?
To the loss. All right, I messed up the wording of the question. But I was so shocked because I got down to the clubhouse late, you know, because I was up interviewing fans. And so I was panicked trying to get down there. And the door opens as I'm trying to go in the clubhouse. And we darn near ran into each other. So I had no intention of interviewing him. I had nothing prepared to talk to him about. I was just rolling. I just pressed record and started talking to him.
He sounded happy to talk
to
you.
So I had nothing.
Baseball's like chocolate.
All right, you're going to die by my hands. You guys make fun of his accent, but I swear all of my relatives have that exact accent. I love that Mississippi accent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He does.
He seems like a nice guy.
He's an extremely nice guy. Now, there towards the end of our interview, he started getting distracted because I think he saw that fiance of his who was waiting for him, and I think she was tapping her toe a little bit.
Well, and there was an awkward moment after that because you were talking and walking with him, and then he kind of walked off, and both of you walked by me, and you said bye to him, and I was waiting for you, And if you walked by, I said, "Hey, Dinkus Goose." And Mitch thought I was talking to him, and he whipped his head around. I went, "Gordon."
Dinkus Goose.
All right, I'll tell you what, since we're running a little late, let's save the drunk Cardinals fans and drunk Rangers fans.
All right.
And my weird visit with Superman. We'll do all of that in Gordo's Corner at 9:15.
Okay. Wow, you met Superman.
I'm going to tune in for that. That's huge.